Wednesday, January 29th, and you're tuned in to the Channelby Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. What was I going to say?
I don't know. You were staring at something. You were looking at something during the intro. You were distracted.
Because I was like, that's where I put my shoes.
Oh, very useful. On a shelf.
Yeah, I was like, oh. Because I took them out of the box when I was cleaning. And yeah. Well, now I know where they are.
All right.
For future reference.
Okay.
So I'm pretty happy about that.
It's another week, though.
Huh?
Another week of regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah, you know, we're here. We're doing it. Living life. It's been great, I guess. I don't know.
Dude.
It's a slow week. It is a slow week. That's why we got a Mac Attack.
Yes! Brian!
When will we crown the video game expert for the new year?
Ooh, baby. Let me tell you. I had some people in my stream asking me the same question.
Oh.
And I said, we forgot.
Oh. Is that what we're supposed to do?
Yeah, we were supposed to have our video game award predictions. The Jeff Keighley's. The annuals.
Oh, shit.
And we forgot.
Oh, yeah. Crap, baby.
You know what that means, though?
What?
I mean, for another year,
the
crown remains seated atop my head.
I don't think so. I think that means the crown is just there.
No.
Because at the end of every year, you gotta give it back. You gotta give it back to the ether.
Let's just say that I would have won. Because I think that's what would have happened anyways.
But we can't prove that. You're playing the odds here. You're playing the, like, listen, 95% chance you would have won? Sure. Sure, I'll take those odds.
But that 5%.
But guess what?
It ain't 100.
It ain't 100.
All right.
So
you're saying the crown is ephemeral.
Yes.
Right? It's just after 1 year of time, yeah. It just kind of...
Yeah. It's out there.
It just gets Thanos snapped out of the universe.
Yeah. The crown is out there, and...
It could be claimed by any of our listeners.
It could be, but they're not on the show.
Should we open that up?
What?
Should we open up the predictions to the listener?
I don't know if we could do that.
Like, if they get it to us before a certain date, and if they beat us, then they're the video game champion?
When is the... But the award's already over.
I'm saying next... I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, okay. We'll think about it when we get there.
Yeah.
We'll think about it when we get there.
Okay. I want my crown back.
Well... It's nice to want things, sucker.
It is very nice to want things. You're correct.
Yeah. So unfortunately, no video game expert this year.
It's neutral. It's neutral, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, which means that I'm equally as authoritative on the video game discussion now.
I'm going to say, I think me and you right now are playing an equal amount of no video games.
Are we though? Are we?
I don't know. We'll get into our weeks and we'll see.
Okay.
We'll get into our weeks and we'll see.
All right. We'll do it. We can do that. Next question comes from Paul Chu with a question to chew on.
I love these.
Paul writes in.
Yeah.
If you could get a tattoo to represent any video game or anime, what property would you choose and what design would you get? Would it represent your favorite show slash game? Or would it be one that you just liked but had an awesome design? Would you go with something subtle? Would your nerd flag fly proudly? You obviously don't need to get a tattoo, but for the purposes of this question, you do need to choose something.
Well, here, Paul. I didn't read the whole question.
Yeah.
So I went out and got a tattoo. I just did it right now.
Yeah.
No, I had one before, and I already have an anime tattoo.
Yeah.
I got the JoJo birthmark on my shoulder.
You did.
And
you did it.
I love it.
Do you?
Sometimes I forget it's there, honestly.
Well, you got in a spot that you actually can't see.
Yeah, I literally can't see it.
So.
Right? And it's just a star. So I made it pretty subtle. Like, yeah. when I take my shirt off, you know, to impress the ladies. You know, gotta hit them with all the rolls, right?
But it's on your back.
I know, but like,
Do you have your shirt back to the ladies when you take it off? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, and then I turn around.
Oh, shit.
I reveal the surprise.
Okay.
But yeah, so I have the JoJo birthmark tattoo on my shoulder. It's just a black star. I figured it'd be cool because if you know the placement, then you're like, oh shit, that's the JoJo birthmark. But if you don't, then it's just like, that's just the star.
Mm.
So it's very subtle. It's like stealth weeb.
Stealth weeb.
Yeah.
Weebs of stealth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know you've been wanting a tattoo for a while.
Yes, yeah, so you. I think you guys. I think I've talked about it. I have to go and do it now.
Yeah.
Do
a pussy.
Yeah. So mine is the drill from Gurren Lagann, but it's not like the gold drill that you see animated in the show. Yeah,
you want like the key.
Yeah, it's the key, but it's just the silhouette of the key, the drill
yeah.
key.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna get that on my left inside forearm, closer to where the bend is in your arm. Yeah.
Smart move.
Yes. Why?
Just do it.
I gotta do it. I gotta find time.
Hurry up.
I gotta find
time. Go tomorrow.
If my lunch is long enough.
All right, I need tattoo fast.
Walking in. Listen, tattoo now.
Oh. Yeah. Your reservation? No.
No, but I would like it now.
Time is money. Let's go.
I gotta expense this shit.
That's the ultimate flex. You gotta set up a tattoo schedule for your lunch. Like, take a longer lunch.
Yeah.
Then walk into the office, short sleeve shirt, no tattoo. Come back after lunch, tattoo, all wrapped.
I was gonna say, like, it's gonna be wrapped though. Oh.
No, it'll be like cellophane.
Oh.
Right? So you can see it. You can admire it.
Mm. Interesting. Interesting.
That's a pro gamer move right there.
Yes. How long do you think it would take me?
To get that?
Yeah.
What's the size?
Not that big.
Maybe
like that. Maybe that's like what? 2 inches?
Maybe like an hour, maybe hour and a half.
2.5 inches?
Yeah. An hour and a half, 2 hours?
Okay, I don't know.
I'm going to say hour to 2 hours.
It's a lot of time.
Stew when your boss isn't there? Mm. Or, say that you have a meeting, right? And you have to discuss some financials with another department.
The tattoo department?
Yeah, the tattoo department.
Okay.
And it's personal financials of how you're going to pay for this tattoo.
Oh, my goodness. And then
when you come back, you're like, meeting was a roaring success. Bam!
Okay, I'll do just that. I'll do just
that. I didn't get away with that, right? That's how corporate works, right?
More or less.
Meetings, lunches.
Yeah, that's more or
less. Say you have a work brunch, trying to get a new client.
A work brunch. Yes. The
tattoo client.
The financial guy on the team. The one who only deals with the money, not actually meeting clients.
Yes.
I'm going out there.
Yeah, you're trying to get a new client.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're trying to get outside your comfort zone, you know? You know, trying to be proactive for the team.
No, my job is to manage the people on my team.
Okay, then send everyone out for fucking group bonding and then don't go. All right, guys, I set you up with a fantastic lunch. Take a long one. It's on me. And then go.
Okay. All right.
This is easy. This is T-ball, man. Let's go.
I'll try it. We'll see what happens. Okay? Right. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
In the meantime, what's going on with our picks of the week?
Hey, let me tell you how slow this week has been.
Oh, no.
This week has been so slow that gaming websites are reporting about movies.
Wow. Whoa. Whoa.
So unless you want to talk about coronavirus.
Nah.
If you want to talk about some Japanese guy who got beat with a hammer for 3 days because he's dating a maid.
Nah.
What about...
Kobe!
That's sad, though.
Yeah, okay.
Do we want to talk about Kobe?
Nah, man, but he was a goat. He was the goat.
I guess, yeah, we should mention it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I pick, there's a meme named after him.
There is.
It's Eternal.
Yeah.
Never mind those championship NBA rings. He's a meme.
Yeah.
Kobe.
Yeah. Mamba.
Remember.
Kobe.
What was it? Kobe is accuracy in what? And then yeet is distance and power?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Kobe Bryant. Nike did something cool.
What?
They took all his shoes off their website.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And what is cool about that?
Nothing.
That you ordered them before they took them down?
No. But that's, so there's two ways of looking at it, right? Like, they were anticipating that everyone's going to just buy that shit to resell. So they took it off. Or they took it off to create demand.
That's exactly what they did.
So, yeah, it's kind of whatever.
Business don't give a shit that Kobe died.
Yeah.
They care about those profits, baby.
That's true. Oh, Kobe. You were always the enemy growing up, but respect.
I always picked him in NBA Jam.
He was too good.
Nah, it was Pippen and
Jordan.
That was the ultimate team. You just pick the Bulls and then just go ham. It was basically the team select screen was a race to the Bulls.
Oh yeah.
And if you didn't get the Bulls, then you go Lakers.
That's true. That's true.
Or Orlando Magic, because they had mad threes.
Oh yeah. What year was this game? 96?
Yeah, 96, 97, 98.
Okay, yeah, then the Bulls would be the ones. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, that sucks. Life is fleeting.
Yep.
Anything can happen.
Yep.
Live life to the fullest. All that stuff.
Do it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Bro, I got nothing this week.
Nothing? Okay.
I got jack shit.
When you said that gaming websites were talking about movies,
yeah,
I thought you were talking about that new poster.
What poster?
F9.
I'm sorry, what?
F9.
Who?
F9.
I know F0.
Yeah, but do you
I don't know F9.
F9?
No.
You don't know F9?
Like Brock Lesnar?
Like
the F9?
F9.
Oh, Fast and the Furious 9.
What's it called?
The Fast Saga.
The Fast Saga.
I think as of this recording, there's what, 2 days left until the trailer?
Yeah. 31st. So yeah, F9. That's the actual title.
If Brock Lesnar is not in this movie...
F fucking 9. What the hell? It's like they just got super lazy.
This is the one where it's set in medieval times, right? And then you're like a thief and they meet this like knight who's got a crush on another knight from another castle.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they meet this weird guy in the forest who just eats people.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Fast Furious 9.
So, you know, some people say it's their favorite Fast, but obviously the best is 12.
What are you even going on about now?
What, your favorite FF?
What are you?
I thought your favorite FF was 9.
Oh, yes, but we're talking about F9.
No, you're talking about Fast and Furious 9.
Oh, no, I'm talking about F9.
Oh, just
F9. F9. Like that key on your keyboard, F9.
Is there an F9 on the keyboard? Wow, it goes all the way up to 12.
Yes.
I don't use those.
How long have you been looking at a computer? Wait, what? Who are you?
I don't think I've ever
used... You just lost your credibility as like any sort of tech expert.
I don't think I've ever used
anything. You can't work past in IT anymore.
F2.
You don't use F5 refresh?
No.
Alt F4 to close?
I use Control R for refresh.
What the fuck? You don't use F12 / print screen?
No.
What the
fuck? What is that?
Fuck?
What do you even use that for?
You don't use F4? Really?
To close a window?
No, to repeat command in Excel.
No.
What?
I just drag, homie.
What?
I use that mouse action. I got those fast gamer hands. I got those Twitch fibers.
No, when you want to color multiple different cells.
Nah, whatever. Who needs to do that? Nobody.
Everybody
Nobody.
Needs to color cells.
Amateurs, man. Need to do that.
Oh, really?
Amateurs.
Oh, my God.
You know what I do?
What?
I control shift end to get to the end of the column.
What if it's only there's no clear pattern of which ones you need to color?
Well, then you've formatted your Excel sheet wrong.
No, homie. No, that's just how the data came
no,
to you.
No, that's you haven't reformatted the data into a proper
format.
The
data for your own purposes needs to be in this
format. If the data is for my own purposes, it will be in a format to where there is a clear way to color code this document.
All right.
I'm not a fucking savage.
A third party vendor had made this data. But that was and presented in a way that's useful for them, but for your purposes, it's not. So now you need to color code them.
Or reformat that shit.
No, you don't.
I will.
Because that takes too much time.
Oh, I got nothing but time, baby.
No, baby, it takes too much time. You just...
Maybe with the amateur skills on this side of the table.
Oh, my God.
All right.
This is coming from the man. I can't even use F4.
Listen, F4 is unneeded.
Wow.
The only reason F4 is needed is to scam people out of Diablo 2 items.
Wow.
That's the only time I use F4. It's like, hey, go to Act 1, go to Old Tristram.
How are you going to do F4 like that?
Go to the corner of Old Tristram, drop your legendary item in the corner, in the northeast corner.
How are you going to shame
F4? And then press Control Alt F1, F2, F3, F4, and then they leave the game, and you go pick up their shit.
You're telling me you never use F11?
I don't even know. Is that a thing?
Full screen, baby?
No, I just click the window, homie. What the?
Whoa, you clicking?
Yeah, I'm clicking.
What kind of expert are you?
I mean, I'm double clicking.
Whoa, you double clicking.
The top bar.
Double click.
I'm double clicking.
You're
the top
a double
bar.
Clicker?
100%.
Not...
I double click faster than I reach for that F key.
Wow. So you're not using the keyboard?
Not really.
Fucking loser.
No, what is this? MS-DOS?
Not going through.
No. Graphical user interfaces were invented for a reason.
Whatever, man. Real pros browse the internet with a tab key.
Please. Real bros down the pros browse the internet with DOS box.
No, man. F11. Get it.
Who cares?
Get it.
Function keys are dumb.
Anyways. Next pick. Ready?
Yeah.
Remember when Kylo Ren showed up on SNL?
Yes.
What was it called? Undercover Boss?
Yes. Are they doing it again?
There's a follow-up.
Yes! Because I just watched that recently. It, still funny.
Yeah, I know. There's a follow-up called Where Are They Now? And he goes back. Watch it. It's pretty good.
All right.
It's pretty good. It takes place in between the last movie and...
Before he dies?
Yeah. In between The Last Jedi and Rise of the Skywalker.
Okay.
So, okay. Yeah, it's pretty good. And my last movie one is apparently there's a new Transformers movie in development.
Did you go see that Bumblebee movie?
We did.
Was it good?
It's pretty good.
I heard it wasn't great.
It was pretty good.
All right.
It was the Transformers movie you wish you got in 2007.
I got that Transformers movie, and it's the one that came out.
I'm just saying, this is the one that should have came out.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, there's a new Transformers movie in development, and you'll never guess which indie director they were asked to make
Michael Bay.
Oh, they certainly did.
Oh, the smallest of the small. Michael Bay, back at it again.
But guess what the theme is around this Transformers movie.
Shia LaBeouf's return.
No, can't be. No.
What is it?
Beast Wars.
What?
There you go. And
like then... I'm turning into dinosaurs and shit? Like Cheetor?
Yeah.
Rat Trap?
Could be.
Rhinox.
Who knows? I don't know if we're going to get like those characters, but beasts.
If sexy black arachnid is not in this movie, I'm going to be disappointed.
So you want robots with tits?
100%.
All right.
Hundo P.
I think I can make that happen.
I think we can make that happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I got this week. That's it. That's it. I'm tapped.
Dude, it's so slow.
I am tapped.
We're like in this like interim where, at least for me, where all these games are going to be released.
Going.
But are not released yet.
Okay.
And there's just nothing. It's yeah. Jack shit, homie.
I am I'm tapped for content.
Oh, you're not churning the content machine?
No.
No?
I don't even know what that means.
No? You didn't have that terminology when you're doing the YouTubes?
Churning?
Yeah.
No, I knew what that means.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean that?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Absolute no.
No, never.
Never.
No, never.
Even at the peak of my YouTube, I wasn't churning out content.
All right. Okay. You're all about that quality over quantity?
No, it's all about that convenience.
Oh, okay. You're just like, I guess I can do this.
Yes.
I got time.
Yeah. Quality over quantity. No. What do you think I am? All right, let's go into our weeks. What are we going to talk about?
Magic the Gathering.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Oh, what?
Because I'm back in it, baby.
No, you're not.
I'm back in it. EDH is back in my friend group. And I'm so happy.
I thought you got rid of your cards.
I did not. Oh. I was thinking about it. Because I put all my cards on tappedout.net. And I saw the average price listing for all my whole deck. It's like $600.
So you should have done it.
So yeah. I don't know. A little refresher. I'm playing Mael the Anima as my commander in EDH.
Yes.
She is a 2/3 cost green, white, red.
Okay.
She has a skill.
Of course she's green, white, red.
She is green, white, red. Her skill is 3 mana and green, white, red, tap.
Yeah.
Look at the top 5 cards of your library. If there is a creature in there, power 5 or greater, put it into the battlefield. That's it. So, I bought some new cards.
Yeah.
I bought... So, let's start with the kind of fucked up sorcery I bought. I forget the name. It's like something Beast Call. I don't fucking whatever.
Beast Call?
Some magic fantasy garbage. I don't understand. I don't really remember what the name was. But here's the effect. We're at a table. Let's say we got 4 players. We choose free or wild. If I choose free, I think it's free. If we choose free, I reveal cards from the top of my deck until I reveal a creature card and then put it into my table. Then put it onto the battlefield.
Oh, I see.
If I pick wild, then... Oh, no, sorry. Wild is the deck one. Then free is...
Free.
I take a creature from my hand and put it into the battlefield.
I see.
So here's the thing. No matter how many people are at the table, they all have to pick unless they counter it. And I get a pick.
Oh.
So it's a gamble. Do they think I have cards in my hand? Yeah. Do they? Huh? Or maybe the next one up off the top is a bad one. Either way,
yeah,
I'm getting hella creatures.
Yeah.
And it's been countered every time I play it.
Whoa.
There is a there's gonna be a common theme in the new cards I bought.
Okay.
The other one I bought is the Rage Boar.
Yep.
His skill is that when you attack with the Rage Boar, you take a creature from your hand, yep, put it tapped and attacking. Just here's another one. Every time I play that card, countered.
Wow. Get fucked. Get fucked, homie.
What was the other one I got? Oh, something. It's like a storm dinosaur. It's a storm dinosaur, I think.
Yeah.
Ilarzi. I don't know. Some fantasy name. But his one's extra fucked. If I deal damage with him, each opponent reveals the top card of their library, and I can play any of those cards without paying for their mana cost.
Whoa.
For free.
Whoa, that's strong.
Guess what?
Blocked.
Every time I play that card, counters.
Oh, shit.
So I bought a fuckload of new cards that are very, very useful, but they're too useful. What my friend said is, Anthony, basically, you bought targets.
Yeah.
You bought counter targets.
Yeah.
They might as well be tokens, because yeah, anytime you play these cards, unless you cheat them out, that's the only time that you're going to get them.
Yeah.
And let's just say it's made my deck a lot more effective.
Oh.
Because the rare time I do get those cards out,
yeah,
it's a game changer.
Oh, okay.
I love Magic. I love EDH. It's so fun.
Back.
I'm back in it.
Oh, God.
I've been thinking about making a new deck. Let me tell you about artifacts.
What are you saying, man?
Let me tell you about mono blue artifacts.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. We played a lot of Magic at my friend's place, and it was fantastic. We also watched more of the regular show. I think I talked about this maybe a couple months ago, last year.
Yeah.
Still a fantastic show.
Yep.
Short 15-minute episodes. Highly recommended if you like kind of like bizarre out there humor.
Yep.
It's a good animated show. But the main thing I've been doing with my week other than school.
Yep.
It will be a surprise to you, I think.
Reading.
Path of Exile.
Oh. That was my first answer, but I was like, nah, he's probably going to say something else.
No, it's Path of Exile. I got ahead of all my assignments yesterday. And let me tell you, I played for 10 hours.
10 hours?
Yeah.
10 hours?
Yeah.
Must be nice.
It was nice. It was a good day.
10 hours.
So I made my new character. Remember I told you before I had to make a new character?
Yeah.
I've made a new character. I've leveled up that new character past my old character.
Whoa.
And now that's my character.
Whoa.
I'm using this build. It's on the net. It's by this Twitch streamer, Mathil. He made it last season. It's called Majolums. Basically, what you do is you take the witch class and ascend her into an elementalist.
Mm.
You get all the skills that allow you to summon hella golems.
Yeah.
And the golems all give you passives. So normally you can only have one golem. But yeah. I got a bunch of items and upgrades. Now I have 7 golems.
Shit.
And I'm still missing one to get that 8th.
I don't want to feel about this.
Oh, you don't have to feel about it.
I don't like it.
The second thing is, right, I picked the witch class. I picked the caster, right? But I am wielding Mjolnir.
Ah. Thor's legendary
hammer. Thor's legendary hammer, which let's just say has you need 412 attack stat to get.
It's a big number.
Plus 300 intelligence.
Is that big number?
It's a large number.
Okay.
So let's just my intelligence right now is at 330.
Yeah.
My strength is at 415, just enough.
Just enough, he says.
Yeah. I had to go craft all strength modifiers on all my items in order to get enough strength to wield this thing.
Cute.
But how the build works is that your golems are basically there for sustain, yeah, right? It's for damage reduction and health regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
And the build works off of 3 skills. One is arc,
yeah,
which is a electricity skill. When you zap someone, the skill arcs to the other people in the whatever, like in the group, right?
Yeah.
The next one is Mjolnir. Mjolnir has a power on it that says any lightning attack gems socketed into this weapon cast on hit. So anytime you hit with it, it casts arc.
Yeah.
And the second, or I guess there's four. The third one is this power you get in the passive tree called, was it elemental stability? Elemental instability?
Stability.
Something like that. Basically how it works is if I hit an enemy with a lightning attack, they become resistant to that element for 25%.
I see.
But become 50% weaker to all other elements. Right? The third thing that comes in is you use this skill called Righteous Fire. Righteous Fire summons a like circle of fire around you that burns you for 90% of your maximum health per second.
Per second?
Per second.
So how are you healing?
I'm healing with all my golems. So all the golems give me health regen. Plus I roll health regen on my items.
Yeah.
And then I put life on hit onto a lot of my attacks.
Wait, hold on. What is the benefit to having this ring of fire?
The ring of fire is I am ticking for fire damage every 0.5 seconds. So while I have that elemental instability on, they're always resistant to fire. And weak to lightning, which is the main damage source.
Oh, because you have the hammer. Yeah. Okay.
So basically the build is set yourself on fire.
Yeah.
And then like superhero jump into enemies. Yeah. And then all your lightning goes off.
I see.
And if that doesn't kill them, then you do like Diablo 2 Barbarian Whirlwind. And then that electrocutes everyone forever.
Ah. It makes sense.
So even though I'm burning for 90% of my health every second, I have so much regen that my health does not move.
I think you like this game.
This game's really fucking good. Let me tell you about the Atlas. So endgame of PoE, I thought was going to be a snooze fest.
No.
But it turns out in the latest patch that they, I think I've said this already, but in the latest patch they've added a story to the Atlas.
Yeah.
And that makes it so much more approachable.
Oh.
So when you go into the Atlas, you have a map of maps. Okay.
Oh.
You go to each map doing their bonus, and eventually you reach like that area's boss. Right? Once you beat that boss, you get a gem.
I see.
And you can socket that gem into the Atlas to reveal more maps in that area that are controlled by that person or influenced by that person.
Yeah.
And then you can beat them again, or you can put that gem into a different area to then find the other influencer and then beat them and then get a separate gem and then gem those. So basically what it is I'm getting sockets for my maps so that my maps are better.
Yeah.
And then I can just go nuts. It's an infinite grind.
Yeah.
It does not end. And I love it.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's 100% disgusting.
Disgusting.
I don't know. I haven't been this into a game. I think what happened is that once my build worked out, I was like, oh, this is what the game is. It's just Satisfaction, the video game.
Is it?
Yeah, because I'm leap slamming into these enemies and my build just insta-gibs trash mobs. And it's so satisfying to watch a whole fucking map explode.
I mean, I guess you're right.
What's it? One thing. I have this, so my arc, it's a special one. It's called a Vol arc. And so Vol's like the evil cultist things, right? So Vol skills usually have a secondary skill. So if you have regular arc, you have arc. If you have Vol arc, you have the regular arc plus the Vol version.
Yeah.
And the Vol version shoots out one arc, but how it works is that from each enemy it hit, it forks out two ways.
Yeah.
And it proliferates until it hits everyone in its reach. It can't hit an opponent more than twice.
Okay.
But you get like these things called, I think they're like timeless monoliths, which summon an undead army.
Yeah.
And when they fill the map around you with it and you shoot at a Vol arc, it just goes and insta electrocutes the whole map.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Everything is satisfying. And the loot grind is, it's actually not bad.
Yeah.
I think the thing I really like about it is the economy. Playing that PoE trade economy, getting chaos orbs, exalts, trying to do profit maps, which is like, oh, my investment into this map is like 10 chaos, but I can get items out of it that are worth 20 chaos, right? It's like double my investment. I'm like playing stock options with fantasy maps. Highly recommended.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
I think it's dangerous. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I should be.
It is dangerous. But I'm going to let you continue being you.
Ugh, that's a bad decision.
Because as your friend and boss.
And boss. Boss. What are you talking about?
I'm just going to let you do what you want. And if you harm yourself.
And you eat today? I haven't eaten in 3 days.
Did you get up your seat to take a shit?
No.
No.
Oh. Remember poop socking?
Oh, fuck.
I brought it back.
Oh, fuck.
Don't drink that lemonade. It's not lemonade.
Ugh, gross. Gross, man. Okay. POE.
Yeah, Path of Exile has got me by the fucking balls in the best way possible.
Man, it's like a girl who just won't stop giving you what you need.
This lady gives me exactly what I need at all times forever.
Wow.
And when I'm not with that lady, all I'm thinking about is that lady.
Seriously?
And I'm looking up videos of that lady.
That's what you're doing?
Yeah. I'm like learning all the mechanics. I'm learning finally about fossil crafting.
Fossil crafting?
Where you go into this area called Delve.
Yeah.
And the Delve is a mine that has infinite floors and infinite depth.
Fuck, man.
And then you can get fossils from these areas, which then you can use to modify your items so that they roll only certain types of modifiers. Mm. So you can get a fossil that says, when you upgrade this item, it'll roll no defense modifiers and roll more attack modifiers. So you can take some of the randomness out of what you're rolling on your item with a higher chance of getting baller shit.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, and I don't even have like prime gear yet. I don't have a 6-link chest piece. I only have a 5-link chest piece.
Oh no.
Because they're significantly cheaper. Because I'm not rich in the economy yet.
I don't know how to respond to this. I really don't. Like
this is like the equivalent of me playing Eve Online.
Yeah. Like what do you want me to say here? Like, oh no.
Oh no, you're so
poor you.
Poor me. Why don't you understand? You know what you should do? They have PoE on the PlayStation and it's free to play.
Hold on, Anthony. I'm gonna stop you right there.
I'll just walk up. I can install it for you.
I'm gonna stop you right there and say I don't even have the time to play the games that I want to play.
But you really want to play this one.
Do I?
Oh, it's like this guy a level grinding depths in an ARPG.
Huh.
And I can't. I haven't been this hooked to an ARPG since Diablo 2. Mm. Where I remember as a kid, like going to my dad's office and being like, can I use a computer? Because I'm going to play Diablo. Mm. And I would install Diablo on work computers to play while I was at his work.
Mm. Wow. I'm
fucking hooked.
Yeah, I can tell. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm over 120 hours.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. So yeah, I'm gonna try and get this level, this character, maybe like high 90s. Maybe go for the 100.
You're disgusting.
And I already got my next build.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
It's about you animate living weapons, which then when they hit, generate more living weapons.
Okay.
And you have an army of floating swords
walking around. So what is this? Is this Unlimited Blade Works?
This is the Gilgamesh build.
Is Babylon?
Yeah, this is the Babylon build. But instead of like me summoning the gates of Babylon, the weapons summon gates of Babylon.
Oh shit.
Like it's self-propagating.
That sounds pretty cool.
Right?
But also.
Right?
Control yourself.
I just think I need some friends join me.
No.
You know, I think it would make the whole process go a lot smoother.
I think you need to step away from PoE and go outside.
But I just installed a trade plugin so I can check the average selling price of drops I get.
Go on, just go outside.
I don't know what that is anymore.
Just go on more dates or something.
I don't know what that is anymore.
Go meet some more girls.
It's like I've reverted.
Oh no.
Remember that podcast I said I was like treating dating like a revolving door?
Yeah.
I might have found my long term.
Oh fuck off.
What? I might have found that long term bae.
Oh no, you're disgusting. In Path of Exile. You're disgusting. Oh.
There's a lot of female characters in that game.
Well fuck, what? What?
Yeah, I'm rolling a witch.
Oh shit, I've lost you.
You know, I think the murderous witch might be my bae. I'm not sure.
No, we've lost him. We've lost him, ladies and gentlemen. He's a lost cause. He's not having kids. He's having animated weapons. Is what he's having.
Why have kids when you can have swords that can birth themselves?
Oh my god, self-birthing
swords. Self-birthing swords.
Disgusting.
On hit self-breaking swords.
Gross.
So yeah. Fun times.
How was your week?
It's been pretty good.
God.
I don't know if I'll have anything new next week. It might just be more PoE.
I think it will be.
I'll try and watch something. I don't know. But dude, I'm hooked. It's bad news.
Yeah. Okay. My week. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What did I do? Where was I? Where did I go? I went knife throwing on Friday.
You did?
I did go knife throwing.
How'd that go?
That was really fun. You throw knives at a wall.
Is it like axe throwing?
Yeah.
Cool. What do you like better?
Knives.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you feel cooler?
Kinda.
Yeah.
You get to hold three at once. Yeah, and you can kind of like, you know, with axe, it's very much like you got to throw it like this.
Yeah.
A knife is the same way, but then also. You can mix it up.
Did you like throw it in the air and then kick the hilt?
No. No, I'm not. That wasn't that cool. And the cool thing about the knives is that they're not sharp. They're super blunt on all the edges. Even the point isn't that sharp. But
just sharp enough to like it, stuck in the wood?
Yeah, you got it. So it's pretty good. It's we had fun, you know.
So I gotta ask, like, when you throw these knives, are they spinning? Or is it anime style, it's just straight?
No, they're spinning.
Oh, okay.
I can show you a video if you want.
I do want to see a video. Or maybe you show me later.
Yeah,
I believe you.
Okay, but yeah, they're knives.
Okay,
they're knives. They're neefs. It was fun. It was good. Spent like $20 for an hour for two people.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's real good.
Oh, that sounds like a coupon though.
Sounds like a group.
Oh, we are not sponsored by those brands. Please do not give away free ad space. Like free ad space is only for Crunchyroll. We know this. Oh
shit, that's right. I did cancel Funimation. knife throwing was great. I ran my first half marathon on the weekend.
Oh, really?
Not like an event.
You just did it?
I just did it to see what would happen.
And you died?
It's a lot of running.
How long did it take you?
It's 26.2 kilometers.
Jesus Christ!
I think that it works out to about like 11 miles? 11, 12 miles? Something like that? It's a lot of running.
How long?
It took me 2.5 hours. Let me tell you something. After like the halfway point, I knew I'd make it to the end.
Really?
Yeah. At that point, my body was like acclimatized. I was like, oh, I'll make it. It's my mind that was starting to go. Yeah.
They're like, we can stop running.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. They're like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, we can go.
What's happening?
Why don't you just run to McDonald's?
I was just thankful that I ran far enough away from my house that regardless, I'd have to run that distance back.
Oh, okay.
Like, I didn't do loops around somewhere.
You just went straight for 5 miles.
Yeah, like, I just left. Okay. And I was like, okay, bye. And then I...
Country like, road, yeah. Take me home. Okay.
More or less. All right. And I was like, okay. But yeah, it was an ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's for me.
What, marathons?
Yeah, I don't think that's for me.
What about triathlons?
That's more manageable.
Really?
I think so, because at least there's variation and the running isn't that long.
All right, one more. What about decathlons?
Decathlon?
Isn't that like 10 events?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
You gotta be too good to do that.
What about ultra marathons?
No.
That's easy.
No.
It's like what, 2 marathons in one?
Sure, 100K? No.
Yeah, that's easy.
100K? Running 100K?
Yeah, just do it.
No.
Why not?
Takes me like 4 hours to bike 100K.
Okay.
How long would it take me to run 100K?
4.5 hours?
Was it 4 hours? No, it took me like 3 in a bit. But whatever. It would take me forever to run 100 kilometers.
Just set a day.
That's stupid.
Stock up on calorie, mate.
Yeah, how would I eat?
It's you'd gross. Wear your biking jersey and you'd carry all the food in your pouch in the back.
But as I'm running, I would eat?
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten while running?
No, I don't run.
Yeah, that's what I
think. I live in the modern day. I don't have to run anywhere.
What? You don't gotta run to the train?
No, I'm always on time.
I'm always running.
Well, that's... See, you're always running late.
No,
that's
the problem. Maximizing my time.
No, you're not. You're.
I'm spending those extra 5 minutes at work working. Then I run.
That's to the station. For losers.
No. It's for winners.
Didn't you say you want to quit corporate?
I do.
Then why are you... What are you doing?
I don't know.
What are you doing? Your mind's saying... You're about to say one thing and your mind's doing another. I don't know what's happening with you right now.
I need the money.
Yeah, but you got salary, homie. You're going to get paid the same either way.
But I need the monies.
I guess.
Okay, so yeah, I did that. And then I watched... Oh, I started watching season 2 of Sex Education.
And?
Oh, man, that show's good.
Still, really?
Yeah, man.
You don't think it's dropped off since season
1? No, man. The first episode's all about the kid who's never masturbated. Now he just can't stop.
Yeah, because it's the best.
It is the best. But it's the whole first episode is about him getting awkward boners. For no reason.
Have you, like, had some release?
What?
No, that's like, I'm imagining that's what the story is. Like, have you had any release?
And he's
like, I don't know what that means.
No, he's just like, you know, he'll look at something and be like, why my dick so hard?
Oh, because he's, like, looking at a hot dog?
But not even. Like, okay. Sometimes he'll just be like, wait, why the fuck am I hard? Yeah. So.
Because he hasn't released.
Yeah, and then he goes to do stuff with a lady friend, and it doesn't work.
Oh, no. I thought it'd be the opposite, where, like, she just looks at it.
No, he thinks he broke his dick because he's just been masturbating too much.
Oh, it's after the masturbating incident. Yeah. I see.
Mm-hmm.
It's a possibility.
It is a possibility. So
what, is he doing, like, 4 times a day? Don't spoil the show.
It's interesting.
I'll watch it.
It's interesting. It's very interesting. I like it a lot.
Okay.
I'll continue watching that. I watched that anime film you watched last week.
Yes.
Weathering with You.
Tenki no Ko.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Yeah.
Those are the kanjis in it.
So. Oh, okay. Well.
I don't know if the readings are the same.
Oh, okay. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No, I didn't think it was good.
Really?
Nope.
No,
I didn't like it. Your name is way better. But
yeah, Your Name's not good.
No, Your Name's great.
Like, this movie is aight.
No, this movie sucked. This movie sucked.
We're talking about, it's all tragic, end of the world. Like, it doesn't matter as long as we're together. Fuck the world. Who cares?
The whole plot sucked.
Got water.
Yes, it does. Like, I really like the ending.
Okay.
I like the ending, but that's maybe it. Like, it looked pretty. Music was nice. But it sucked.
Would you, like, care to elaborate on why it sucked?
Nah.
No?
Not really. That's how apathetic I am.
Wow.
I almost fell asleep.
Wow.
I'm not gonna lie. I had all you can eat sushi beforehand, so I kind of just wanted to sleep. Everyone I was with was like, this sucks. This is boring. Nah. Let's get out of here.
They left early.
No. But we didn't stay for that interview, that's for sure.
Oh. Okay.
The theater I went to was packed, though.
Yeah, you're in the T dot, homie.
Yeah, absolutely packed. All the Asians.
Full of weeps.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, so Weathering with You. Not good. Don't recommend.
I think it's fine.
I think it sucks.
I think it's bettering. I think bettering with you. I think it's better than Your Name.
No. It's not.
It's definitely
it is. Really is not.
It really is.
It's really not.
Yeah, Your Name really sucks.
We already know. I have the superior opinion here. When it comes to anime. No, it does. It does. So, that's that.
All I'm saying is that the anime I've been championing for years.
What one?
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh, that piece of shit.
Is now the most popular in all the Weebiverse.
I think that you, of all people, can't use that excuse.
I think I can.
That reasoning, that whole, it's popular, so it must be good.
It's popular.
I feel like that is the antithesis to all your arguments up to this point.
So. Yeah, but see, it suits me in this context.
No.
So I can use
so hold on. only when the situation is beneficial to you.
100%.
Ah, okay. That's on brand.
That's on brand. Brand.
That's on brand. Okay, I got it. All right. Yeah, Weathering with You, no good. No bueno. But well, what are you going to do?
Are you going to give him another chance? Makoto Shinkai?
Sure.
What about his music choices, at least?
Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Why not? All right. I enjoyed the music.
All the rock? Yeah. All the same soundtrack that was in Your Name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Did you see the Your Name characters in the movie?
Of course.
All right. Okay.
They're impossible to miss. It's not like there's some secret cameo in the background. They are actual
characters that you talk to.
Yeah. So it's impossible, yeah. But it's, yeah, I don't know. It's a weird concept. Like, the Your Name supernatural thing, like, I could get behind. Mm-hmm. But this one was just like, that's kind of just whatever fucking bullshit.
There's a fucking water dragon, bro!
Like, the whole idea that everyone just believes, oh, she's a sunshine girl. She prays.
Yeah.
And people just don't even bat an eye. They're like, no, that's a real thing. That's a real thing.
Yeah, just like, you know, it's a really smart decision to not write your name on your hand during the apex of you two meeting each other.
Yeah, man.
You fucking dumbass.
I bet, like, Anthony, I don't think you would.
What, write my name?
Yeah.
I would 100% write my name.
No.
I write my phone number, my email address. I write my postal code, social insurance number.
Wow.
I'd make sure.
Easy there, desperate.
I think if we're swapping bodies for that long, you know.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Your name's sad. I'm going to watch that again.
I think I like the supernatural premise over the unrealistic romantic premise of Your Name.
Nah.
Nah. Nah. Fuck that. That's dumb.
I hear your opinion.
And I throw it in the garbage.
Yes. I'm glad you understand. I'm glad. Okay. Yeah, so that was it. That was Weathering With You. Anything else I do this week? Nah, not really.
No.
I mean, like, I went.
Not at all.
Yeah, you know, just regular stuff, hanging out, people, going to work, stuff.
Ooh, that's what I did.
What?
So I think we had this whole discussion last week about, like, being older in school and, like, knowing more things and blah, 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 and all that stuff.
Sure.
I learned about networking.
Okay.
And not that I learned about it. It's that because I did it at work, I networked with different departments and different people.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. You make connections. I'm starting to use that in school.
Weird. It's because, like, everyone else does it the other way around.
I know, right? And it turns out you can meet a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm, like, going to school events and shit.
Yeah.
I'm, like, meeting people in my department.
Yeah.
And you can, like, become friends or acquaintance. I don't really know how the whole thing works, to be honest. But
I got a story about that.
Still wet in my feet.
Okay.
But, man.
Yeah.
You can get a lot if you just ask.
Yeah.
Did I talk about on the podcast my experience with the Japanese class at our school?
I think so. The one where you asked to...
I asked to just, like, I want to ask questions about the class, like office hours and stuff.
Oh, and they...
the teacher's like, hell yeah, come by. Also, even though you're not enrolled, you can just show up. And I'm like, hot damn. You can get a lot of shit. If you just ask.
Yeah. Of course.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's how the world works.
That's nuts.
Yeah, man. Networking. It's good stuff, yeah?
Yeah. You know, now that I'm, like, out of my social cocoon, it's a...
You're a late bloomer. It's
a lot easier. I'm a late bloomer.
Better late than never, right? Yeah. I got a good networking story.
Go.
I think I told this one.
Which one?
Okay. So, I'm at work.
Yes.
All right.
Is this recent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Within the last couple of days.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I guess I must have not told you because it was, like, yesterday.
Yeah, you didn't tell me. Jerk!
Okay, so my team, we have three new hires.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Two girls, one guy.
Ooh.
We're at the lunch table, and, like, I came to lunch late, and they're sitting there. Oh, by the way, I've created the lunch table.
The lunch table.
So most people eat at their desk, but I have amassed the lunch table.
Is this part of your management of your employees?
No. It's more just me calling my friends saying, listen, we need to eat lunch together every day.
Oh, okay.
Just to make it a regular thing.
So this table, I have designated.
I said 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, this is our table.
Oh, you, like, booked the table?
No, but I just sit there.
Oh, you put a post-it note.
And
okay.
People slowly come, and I'm like, eat now.
Wow, you're bringing back the high school hierarchy. This is the cool kids table. If anybody else sits at this table, I'm going to beat the shit out of them.
So people come up to me now and be like, hey, can we join you for lunch? Like, they'll be like, can I join you for lunch? I'm like, yeah, sure.
No, Fuck you.
So like the new loser. Anyways, the new players are like, hey Vince, because usually like they book meetings with me to like, because they want a network, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, do you mind if I we just do over lunch? I'm like, yeah, sure. They're like,
meet me at the table.
Then they're like, how about I just meet you at your lunch crew? I'm like, oh.
Oh, you know.
Oh, are you? Do you want to get in on the lunch crew? And they're like, well, you know. I'm like, it's a great way to meet people. Yeah, okay, you can come. Anyways, tested. Anyways, now it's gotten to the point where like people now that I didn't originally invite just show up at the lunch table.
Oh, they just know there's a lunch table.
Yeah, they know there's a lunch table okay. now.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
You have to get a new table.
I know.
You have to start a secret table.
I am aware. I am aware of what has happened. Anyways, so yeah, it was just them three at the table, the new hires, and I had lunch late, so I was coming to the table late. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about like, oh my God, we should, you know, add each other on Instagram and like do this and we'll do that. And, na, 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 na. And they're all about to do it. And one of them was like, you think it's weird if we add each other on Instagram?
Oh no.
And they're like, Vince. I'm like, yep. Do you have people that work on Instagram? I'm like, yep. They're like, oh, so you just add them? I'm like, nope. They're like, oh, you have a criteria? Yep. What's your criteria? We hang out outside of work.
Ooh.
I just said it like deadpan like that. And they're like,
oh,
yeah, I guess we don't have, no, maybe we don't have to add each other. And they did not add each other at all. I kind of felt bad.
Oh my I just God.
I just made that shit up.
It's high school.
Yeah. Cause they're like,
it's fucking high school.
Cause they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, you know, me and Jenny, we go drinking outside of work.
So then I added an Instagram.
So then we added, you know, I'm like, me and Deborah, we hang outside of work.
So I added her on Instagram.
So I have her on Instagram. We also have each other's personal numbers.
Oh my God. You took the sensitive people of the school and crushed their dreams. Yeah. You crushed their networking dreams.
Yeah. It's fucked up because they're all my age. They're all, you know.
Yeah, they're all adults.
Yeah, they're all adults in their 30s. And I'm just like.
So I have no sympathy.
It's just, yeah, and it's just like, really? You let my little bullshit take you down?
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's so good.
I know.
I love it.
I felt bad at first, but I was like.
No, they're adults.
And then I was like, but you guys don't. I was like, but you guys do what you want. And like, no, but now that you said that, like, you know, it's true. I'm like, what? It's true?
What do you mean it's true? It's like, true that I have this criteria? Yeah, of course it's true I have this criteria. The fuck? I love how easily manipulated or you're such a manipulative person and you don't even try.
I know.
You don't even try. I think that's been the benefit of this podcast.
Yes.
Is I hang around with you and producer TJ.
Yes.
And you guys grew up trying to manipulate each other.
Yeah.
I've heard stories.
Sure.
About the jungle gym and basketball.
Yes. Yeah. Sure. Sure. Sure.
You know, let's just say I've heard the injuries that have come from you guys manipulating other people.
Well, when you're weak, you're weak.
And over the years, I have become strong.
Oh, you have learned?
I have learned the ways. And I can see that shit from a mile away now. Right? Like, that's the mad benefit of hanging around with evil people.
It was fucked because then after, some other people came up, and I kind of brought up the story today. I was like, so you guys got each other on Instagram?
Yeah.
They're like, well, no. Ever since you made it awkward, we haven't.
You? Are they five?
And so then the other person was like, what did Vince say? Yeah. And they're like, oh, you know, we're about to do it. And then he said, you know, he only adds people that he hangs out with after work. And then she was like, you know, he just made that shit up, right?
Wait, this is like a day later?
Yeah.
So they've been dwelling on it for 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then she's like, my criteria is, if you follow me, I'll follow you back. That's it.
Oh, follow for follow.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, guys.
Interesting strategy.
What's your Instagrams? Let me follow you. And they're like, no. Not until we
hang out. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not until what?
Not until we hang out.
Oh, my God. You scarred them. You scarred them for life.
And, like, they went real deep, too. Like, are you talking, like, a, like we plan to hang out? Or it's like, a, you know, we're at work, and it's, like, 5:01, and we're, like, hanging out.
Oh, wow. They're desperate. Those followers, man. They are desperate.
And I was, like, at that point, I was, like, gosh, just do what you want.
Oh, shit. Do whatever the fuck you want. I added a classmate to Instagram. I'm gonna check this live.
Okay.
I added a classmate to Instagram, but...
Okay.
My profile is public, and their profile is private.
It's privato.
And I sent a request.
And?
If they have not added me yet,
yeah,
we're going to have an issue.
Okay. Is this a guy?
They followed me.
Okay.
All right. We're good. I don't have to unfollow.
Wow. Wow, I didn't realize it was like that.
It is. Serious game. Instagram followers, it's a serious business, right?
I had no idea.
If we're not operating on mutual respect...
Shit, man, I had no clue.
Now you know.
I had...
That's the next level.
I had no clue.
That's that next level shit.
Damn. Well, good to know. Fuck. Yeah, that's been my week. That's all I need to know.
I love that networking story. It's great.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to play PoE?
No.
You sure? Mm-mm. I'll just walk over. I'll install it. You know, we'll end the podcast. I'll go install it. Easy, free to play.
I got plans, man.
It'll just be there.
No, I got plans.
It'll just be there.
I got shit to do.
You sure?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I guess. Whenever you need.
I got people to see.
You know, I'm right here, whatever.
Listen, I know you got your girl.
If you want to get
into it. You got your girl, Poey?
Yeah.
But.
If you want to get into it, like, let me know.
No.
I'm here.
I really don't.
You know, I'm always here for a friend.
Oof. Mm-mm. No. No. I got things to do. Don't worry.
Come on. I got all the supply, baby.
That's disgusting.
I want to be like the Resident Evil 4 merchant, just with PoE.
Oh, yeah.
What are you buying?
Nothing you're selling.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
That's it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I can just install it. It's cool.